This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the CEO of Anchored Media and the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. So today's video is a little funny. I'm going to be telling you guys about why I became a vegan. Okay, so check this out. I didn't know that a vegan was a thing, but pretty much I started a new diet to where I'm eating more plant-based. So I don't eat dairy, no meat, but I will eat seafood. And so I was calling it like a pesca-vegan at first because I can't say pescatarian because they eat cheese and dairy. I can't say vegan because I eat seafood and it's more about diet than like the environment. Don't kill me, y'all, but it's more so about diet stuff. So I was Googling pesca-vegan and I came across the term vegan, and I just feel like that's easier to say. It's more simple, it's more clear. Shout out to Amy Kramer and Lisa McComsey who came up with the term. I was just Googling what in the world I'm doing when it comes to this diet, and they coined the phrase. But here's how it came about. So y'all know I've been on like this weight loss journey. I'm trying to get a considerable amount of weight off, just not really happy with my body and things like that right now, especially being on camera. And I'm just being real, being on camera, like I don't like the way I look in a lot of things. And this isn't for y'all to like, you know, it's not one of the things where I'm soliciting compliments or anything like that, but it's just real. And sometimes I don't want to record or I don't want to take pictures and things of that nature because I don't look a certain type of way or the way I'm used to looking, because this size that I'm in now is definitely not the way I've been for a long time. But I mean, the space that I'm in right now is real. A lot of women, we find ourselves in a place where we're not happy with the way that we look. And we're in a society where aesthetics and looking a certain type of way and looking the same way is something that's pushed heavily. So I just wanted to be vocal about being in a different place where I'm not happy about, you know, my size at this time and just working to fix it. That's all I could do is love myself the way that I am while I work to fix it. And so just on that same vein, I've just been trying to figure out my body. Because I never had to lose weight before, if that makes sense. So most of my life, I would dance and be pretty active. So I couldn't eat enough to keep up with the calories that I was burning through like practice and performances and things like that. And so it wasn't until more recently that this has been something I have to actively do. So I'm just learning my body and seeing what works and what doesn't work and things of that nature. What I really didn't like was how I was feeling. And I would feel sluggish all the time. And it would be like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And I would feel like ready to go to bed. And just, I wasn't feeling great. And I kept having a lot of sinus headaches, and my allergies would trigger the sinus, and I'd be stuck with a sinus headache. And it was just a lot happening, and I wasn't feeling my best. And so it just, I went from just focusing on, like, you know, getting to the size I want to get to, and was like, I don't like how I feel. How can I at least feel good while I work to fix the outside? And so I was praying one morning, and I was like, God, I've been feeling like trash lately. Like, what's going on? And he started to uncover things in my diet. He told me to cut out dairy, to stop eating meat. And and more specifically, he told me to stop eating chicken, red meat. And I think that's it. Chicken, red meat. Yeah. So chicken, beef, red meat. And he said turkey was okay. And seafood was okay. So I was like, okay, but cheese though. I love cheese. But I was like, okay. And literally that same day, I said, I'm not eating dairy anymore. And I told my husband, he was like, okay, cool. BJ is so funny because I could say, I'm about to go jump off the cliff. And he would be like, why are you doing that? But then he'll be like, okay, cool. If it was proven that, like, the cliff, I could jump off and be safe and happy, he'll be like, okay, cool. So that same day, I cut out dairy. That was a few weeks ago, maybe like 3 weeks ago. And I still technically, based off of like praying about how I felt, I could still technically eat like turkey and stuff like that. But I just choose not to. And so it's been a few weeks on that diet. And the most noticeable change has been I haven't had a sinus headache in the last 3 weeks, which is crazy because I was getting them joints like every other day. It was stressing me out. And I had put eucalyptus in my shower, and that helped like break stuff down, and like it just made the shower experience good, and any mucus I had, it would get it out. But like my headaches were serious, and I was going through different medicines like Tylenol or like sinus headache medicine and all that, trying to get rid of them headaches, and it wasn't working.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding somebody willing to take the job. I need the right person with the right background who can move our business forward. If I wanted candidates who match what I'm looking for, I trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results that you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people that you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored job posts directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs, because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Y'all know I have a lot on my plate, and if I needed to hire an assistant, Indeed is exactly where I will go. And I will go and be very specific. I need someone who is tech savvy, who knows how to assist someone who has multiple brands, somebody who was forward thinking, a problem solver, and who has done this for at least 5 years. And here's the thing with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. I get people who fit that description. I'm not digging through resumes from people who don't understand the ins and outs of an online business with moving parts. That's what makes the difference. You get people who actually are what you're looking for. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job to the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
After cutting out dairy, 3 weeks, no headache. I was like, oh, okay. Then the most noticeable thing though was my energy. I've always been like a sleepy person. So I've always been a person that's going to go to bed. Even when I was in college, like, we can go to the club, but I'm going to take a nap first. That's just always been me. Then becoming a mom and, you know, running my business and all of that, I thought I was so tired just because of everything I had to do. I just didn't realize how much food was taking a toll on my energy levels. Literally now, after being a few weeks off of dairy and meat, I'm tired in a sense where it's like I'm ready to wind down. Like I'm tired of thinking and doing and all of that. I'm ready to chill. But it been taking me a minute to fall asleep because I have energy all day. And so once I implement like my sleep routine, get into bed, drink my chamomile tea and wind down, I sleep really good throughout the night. But I wake up a lot earlier. I don't wake up a lot easier. I don't wake up sluggish anymore. So when that alarm go off at 5 a.m., I hop up and it's no problem. Before, I would hit snooze a lot of times and might not even get up at all, but I get up a lot easier. So my quality of sleep is a lot better. I have energy throughout the day. So I'm drinking coffee mostly because I want to, not necessarily because I need to. I was at the point where I was drinking two coffees a day, like the morning one when I first wake up and then the afternoon coffee to get me through the rest of the day. I don't even need the afternoon coffee. I drink the one in the morning because I just enjoy it. But I have a lot more energy throughout the day. My mood has improved a lot. Like I'm not as just tense and irritable and things like that like I was at one point. My mood is a lot better and I like it. I'm not even gonna hold you. I actually like it. I tried to go vegan before and I lasted 2 days. Like, I don't think I lasted 2 days. I tried a couple things and was like, ain't no way I could do this. But one thing I did to keep up or to start the lifestyle was I was already using a meal kit delivery service. So I switched it over to a different one who offers more vegan options and more organic food, because the food babe that I told you about got me all into what's in food. So if it's not organic, I'm not eating it. So they have only organic food and they have more vegan options. So I switched over to them. And now like the meals are super easy to make and they be good. And it's another girl I started following on YouTube and watching her videos. She makes a lot of vegan dishes and I've been trying her meals. They have been super quick, super good, not even like expensive or anything like that. So I've really been enjoying trying different things. I remember one morning, I didn't know what I could eat. So I'm like, okay, I want like some pancakes or something. So I like to cook. So I'm a pretty good cook. I'm like, I'm about to wing it. So I made these vegan chocolate chip pancakes. Just going through my pantry, I had some non-dairy chocolate chips. Definitely didn't know there was no dairy in it when I bought it, but I'm glad I did because I could use them still. So I bought some non-dairy chocolate chips. I had flour, a little sugar and baking powder and stuff like that. So I put all of that together with the like a little vanilla extract and the chocolate chips and all of that. It was really good. I had some almond milk. Them pancakes were very good and fluffy. So I've been having really a good time learning how to cook for this new diet. And I really enjoy how I feel. I remember on Thanksgiving, because who decides to go vegan before Thanksgiving? Me. So before Thanksgiving or during Thanksgiving, I stayed away from the meat, but I ate like sweet potatoes and I think, what else I eat? Stuffing. And both of those, my grandmother uses like chicken stock for the stuffing and she uses dairy products in the sweet potato. So I ate those. Man, my stomach was not happy with me after that. Like I felt the clear difference of I had something that my body don't like, never again. And so just seeing the changes of how I feel has been amazing. I'm really enjoying trying new foods. BJ isn't vegan, but he eats most things anyway. So when I cook something, I let him try it. And he's liked everything that I made so far. So I'm really enjoying this, y'all. And hopefully it takes some pounds off. We're going to see. The jury's still out on that. Hopefully it contributes to my weight loss goal too. But as far as just how I feel, I've really been enjoying this diet. So I'll keep y'all posted. Let me know in the comments if you want to see different things I've started to do to make the transition. Because I know some people, they, instead of going cold turkey, they transition more so into a plant-based diet. I kind of went head first into it, to be honest with you. I ain't really need to baby step it. I just jumped into the deep end and said, I'll figure it out. And it's worked so far for me. But let me know in the comments if you guys wanted to see some of the alternatives that I started eating that I enjoy and all that good stuff. Go to TatumTamiya.com/wellness to see the supplements and stuff that I take. I definitely these days have taken more of a multivitamin to make sure I'm getting the vitamin and minerals that I need. We have a really great podcast sponsor who's a vitamin company. So I take their vitamins. So yeah, you can go to my website, tatumtamia.com/wellness, to see any other supplements that I'm taking right now. And that's it. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and you hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.